Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. Hello, listeners. This is a very short episode of Art Talk, and in this episode, I briefly discuss why color theory and knowledge of how to use oil paint is one of the first things a painter needs to know. But you aren't trained in that. You don't know. Most of you don't. And it's not taught. It is a form of self-deception, or perhaps merely a convenient excuse to say that the materials of the old masters were better than those of today. And that the splendid preservation of many of their pictures is to be attributed to this factor. But most of all, their success be attributed to the building up of their pictures in accordance with the law of the materials. This is a quote from an old book, Max Turner. These days, the ease of everything in a tube makes that the artist needs to be even more conscious of the responsibility for that permanency of the work. The fact is, and I had also a chat with that about this with Kristen de Kitali, that many painters see their work go to pieces within their lifetime because they abuse the materials. And that's not even within their lifetime, it is even sooner. It is within 6 to 10 months. But apart from the materials and how to handle them, to acquire the knowledge, you have to dedicate time to that. In the time of the old masters, you became an apprentice who merely was focused on making the paint. This is how pigments were made into oil paint, with the colors they used. The idea that you need all the tubes available is not true. The less you use, the better. Working with a minimal palette is key, and it means you can mix what you need from there. But there's more. Grinding your own paint is therefore maybe hardly done, but still very possible. If you use Old Holland, they have all the pigments you can use. It's the highest quality paint. And why is that? Because it only has linseed oil with the pigment. It's pure. Whereas other oil paints have way more binders in them, which makes them chalky, which makes them not very good when it comes to their opacity or their transparency, which makes that the colors do not stand out, and so many other reasons. But it will also teach you the insides out of the material, the colors, and how they function together in mixes and on their own. Someone like Rembrandt knew exactly what he was doing because he had a firm understanding of what he used, how to use it, how to make it himself. But with this comes also an extensive knowledge of color theory. This is hardly done anymore, and I can see that in many paintings out there. Color theory and learning how to mix in different ways with the knowledge of the pigments, their light consistency, transparency, and opacity is something that a painter needs. You need to know how you create harmony, how you create coolness and warmness, how to use transparency. You can use a transparent paint, but when you go over it with opaque, what's the use of transparency? You need to test these characteristics frequently to understand their use. And so you create palettes. You can do that on paper, and there are different ways to do that. And you can test them all the time. Your knowledge about the materials you use, how to use them, and color theory is not what I frequently hear. I use colors intuitively, but knowledgeable manipulating them in a positive way will also improve your paintings. How they appear, depict emotion, get that depth that you can have with oil paint so that it always speaks and can survive you for many years to come. Not 6 to 10 months, not a few years that all the paint is hanging off. It is so important. And I wanted to use this short episode to emphasize on that. Studying color theory and the pigments for that matter and how to use them is a lifelong process. And I believe it is one of the most important skills an artist needs to have. I emphasize on this because art is important. It is so much more than just throwing some paint on the canvas. It is so much more than picking up all the tubes under the sun in an art shop and do something with it. I see so many people struggle. There's not enough contrast. There is no difference between the coolness and the warmth. There is no color because they use cheap study paints. There is mud because they don't know how to mix. And then what I hear from my framer, I get paintings that were painted and the paint comes off. So what kind of imprimatur do you use? Why do you use imprimatur? What is the use of that or not? All these kind of things, color harmony, the values, hues, everything you need to know is important when you want to be a professional artist. You don't make work just on a whim for a short time. And this is what Karen van Hooy-Smith told me in our episode. She said, make sure that your work can stand the time, because one way or the other, even if they were put on the attic, they will come down at one point and people want to sell them. So it's important. It's important for other people to learn from it. We learn from the old masters in so many ways. We learn how they layered their paint on the canvas. And we can see now also why they did this, because they were standing out in color, and still to this day. What varnish do you use? What medium do you use? And why would you use a medium to let it dry now? Then why do you use oil paint to begin with? Because there's something else in using oil paint. It's slowing time, which is very important. And it's not true, by the way, that paint is drying forever. Yes, oil paint takes a while, but it is not true that you can't paint on. There are different techniques you can use. But the first thing you need to know is color theory and know how the material works. Know your pigments. Know the medium. Know their qualities, the characteristics, and then you can create your work knowledgeable and use your intuition in a different way. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have a very good week. I also have a lovely interview with a great art historian, curator, broadcaster, and she has a lot to say. So I wish you all a lovely week. Bye.
I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul.
Take care.